When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
In today's show, Bitcoin price touches 38,000. Amid warning Thursday, we'll see the next Bitcoin price correction that leaves Bitcoin up 20% for the week. In today's show, I'll be breaking down the latest technical analysis. Also, MicroStrategy gets $1.6 billion in orders in junk bond offering. That's right, MicroStrategy proposed $400 million in bonds to buy more Bitcoin. Talk about taking advantage of the dip. And they got $1.6 billion of interest, which is four times more in demand than what they offered. BTFD all day. Also, in today's show, more breaking news. El Salvador's president, Nayib Bukele, wants to build volcano-powered crypto miners. As he shared in this tweet, "I've just instructed the president of our state-owned geothermal electric company to put up a plan to offer facilities for Bitcoin mining with very cheap, 100% clean, 100% renewable, zero emissions energy from all volcanoes. This is going to evolve fast." And talk about speed of implementation. He updated us. "Our engineers just informed me they dug a new well that will provide approximately 95 MW of 100% clean, zero emissions geothermal energy from all volcanoes, starting to design a full Bitcoin mining hub around it. What you see coming out of this well is pure water vapor. Let's go, El Salvador." Also, as Alex Gladstein points out, this is not priced in. Also in today's show, "This Bitcoin bull market is different from previous cycles," says analyst Benjamin Cohen. He explains why. That's right, he says this current bull market cycle has proven to be one of a kind. In a new strategy session, he shares with his 456,000 YouTube subs that Bitcoin's higher market cap makes it harder to move the price dramatically. Quoting him right here, "Each cycle, it's going to get harder and harder to push it up the curve. And the reason, again, is because the market cap is growing and it takes exponentially more volume to grow the price." He also says that, "I always speculated we needed institutions to go to $100,000 Bitcoin in the first place. This is the volume that's needed to get us there." I'll be breaking this down for you in today's show. We'll also be taking a look at the overall crypto market. As we can see, Bitcoin and all the major altcoins are currently breaking out and in the green. But where's the Bitcoin price likely to go next? Find out all this, plus so much more in today's show. Hey, what's good, cryptopreneurs? This is first and foremost a video show. So if you want the full premium experience, visit our YouTube channel at cryptonewsalerts.net. Again, that's cryptonewsalerts.net. And real quick, before I kick off today's show, today's episode is brought to you by our sponsor, BlockFi, where you can put your crypto to work and earn up to 8.6% APY with a BlockFi interest account. There's a special promo going on right now where you can get up to $250 as a crypto bonus for free with a deposit of $25 or more in crypto. To take advantage of this, visit my direct referral link, which is blockfi.com/cryptonewsalerts. Also like to point out that not only are there no hidden fees, they're also backed by the largest names in the industry, including Winklevoss Capital, Coinbase, Morgan Creek, as well as Fidelity. So to go ahead and take advantage of this $250 crypto bonus with a deposit of $25 or more, go ahead and visit blockfi.com/cryptonewsalerts. Once again, that's blockfi.com/cryptonewsalerts. And let's start stacking those sats, shall we? All right. Welcome back to another episode of Crypto News Alerts. I'm your host, JV. We have a lot to cover. Bitcoin just touched 38,000 this morning and is now up 20% for the week. And right here, you're looking at the Bitcoin 1 hour candle chart, which is looking bullish as a mofo. However, there are some analysts who are still calling for a big retracement to occur later today. Let me know if you feel this is likely to happen or if you feel the bullish momentum of the bulls will continue. So let's talk about it. Despite its gains, few traders believe that Bitcoin will stay strong for long. As reported by Cointelegraph, demands for a dip below 30,000 support have remained in play throughout the recent days. According to popular Twitter account Crypto Tony, Thursday will mark the day that the cool down takes hold. He had previously mapped out a possible dip to around 27,000 in line with various other predictions. Checking out his original update here, Bitcoin/USD update. "So far we dropped on a three wave, which to me makes no sense looking at the structure. Unless we take out the swing high at 36,800, I am still leaning bearish. The volume and structure remain bearish to me. Let us see how today goes." Then he shared update number two. This is the alternate option for this macro wave before. Either way, I expect another low at this point as the structure simply isn't complete. I have also closed my short in profit just to secure this in. Then this morning, he updated us all. Good morning, legends. So will today be the day we get that wave two drop or the C wave drop on Bitcoin? Either way, I'll be looking to buy this retracement, but just depends where we stop off to. So there you have it. Let me know if you agree or disagree with this analyst, Crypto Tony Montana. Now we have another bearish analyst known as Crypto Cobra, who demands a broad 20% correction for the entire crypto market cap, something of which he remains convinced provided that Bitcoin is below $42,000. Now let's talk about the optimistic floor, now at 32K. Others were less brazen with their projections. Analyzing the 4-hour chart on Thursday, Crypto Ed considered a bounce level nearer to 32K should another leg down be necessary, quoting him right here. Not really clear this morning, hard to find the pieces of the puzzles, and I could be totally wrong, hence only a 4-hour chart. He explained the following: as long as I don't see a strong rejection, I stick with this bullish scenario because I like the reactions from the perma bears who didn't buy the dip. And he shares this graph you can see right here on your screen, which shows us going up to about the $48,000 mark. Also, the good news from multiple sources have buoyed the Bitcoin narrative, in particular recent days, coming from El Salvador's adoption to make Bitcoin legal tender and that being official. We also have Paraguay. We also have Mexico, and just a lot of bullishness coming from Latin America. Now check this out. Also, $157 billion asset manager Victory Capital joined the crypto bandwagon. So let's go, BTC. And before I break down our next story of the day, MicroStrategy gets $1.6 billion in orders and junk bond offering, as well as El Salvador's president, Nayib Bukele, to build volcano-powered crypto miners. This is a pretty big deal. As well as, this Bitcoin bull market is different from previous cycles, says analyst Benjamin Cohen, and he explains why. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market. This morning, we touched 38,000, and we're still up 9% for the day, trading just above 37,600. We have Ethereum up 2%, trading just under 2,600. We have Binance Coin up 2.5%, trading at $368. Cardano up about 1%, trading at about $1.60. And Polkadot up 10%, trading at $24. So as you can see, all the major altcoins are currently pumping and in the green, which is a beautiful thing. All right, now let's break down our next story of the day. MicroStrategy is legend. Shout out to Michael Saylor. They saw $1.6 billion worth of orders in a recent junk bond offering, which is 4 times the initially sought amount. Earlier this week, the company announced it would issue $400 million worth of junk bonds in a private offering with a view to using the proceeds to purchase the king of all crypto. Talk about taking advantage of the dip. Much respect to Michael Saylor because he's purchasing Bitcoin at a 50% discount. Way to go. Now, what exactly are junk bonds? Let's discuss it. Junk bonds are debt offerings by companies without investment grade credit ratings and typically offer investors higher returns while carrying higher risk. Returns between 6.125% and 6.25% have been floated for the bonds, eclipsing the returns offered by treasury bonds. Quoting MicroStrategy's announcement right here, the notes will be fully and unconditionally guaranteed on a senior secured basis, jointly and severally, by MicroStrategy Services Corporation, a wholly owned subsidiary of MicroStrategy, and certain subsidiaries of MicroStrategy that may be formed or acquired after the closing of the offering. Now check this out. One day later, the firm announced it would increase its bond offering to $500 million, which is $500 million, after which it was inundated with $1.6 billion worth of orders. MicroStrategy currently holds the most Bitcoin on its balance sheet out of all publicly traded companies. It was also the first to do so, amounting to a dollar valuation of around $3.2 billion at this time, which is more than twice the value of Bitcoin held by Tesla, which is about $1.4 billion. Now, MicroStrategy stock prices soared throughout much of 2020 and 2021, in line with the rising price of Bitcoin, but holding Bitcoin on its balance sheet wasn't enough to stop MicroStrategy's stock slide, which eventually came when the crypto market dipped. Since Bitcoin peaked in early April, the MicroStrategy share price has sunk by 45%, meaning you're more profitable of holding Bitcoin than you are of MicroStrategy shares. It is what it is. MicroStrategy also revealed the formation of a new subsidiary to hold its existing 92,079 Bitcoins, dubbed MacroStrategy LLC. How cool is that? Now, reaction to the news on social media was typically varied. Bitcoin supporters celebrated the news, noting the massive excess in demand for MicroStrategy's bonds. As you can see, tweeted by Documented Bitcoin right here, MicroStrategy proposed $400 million in bonds to buy more Bitcoin, and they got 1.6 $1.6 billion of interest, which means they got 4 times more in demand than what they offered. Talk about massive demand. Let's go. Now we have crypto skeptic Peter Schiff, who questioned the wisdom of purchasing an asset that has been historically volatile. Schiff asked how a sudden drop in the price of Bitcoin would affect MicroStrategy's business operations. Checking out Peter Troll Schiff right here. I don't think Michael Saylor is familiar with Murphy's Law. What if Bitcoin crashes below 20K? Will MicroStrategy sell stock at depressed prices to shore up its balance sheet? Will it sell Bitcoin to raise cash? If MicroStrategy goes bankrupt, will creditors hodl its Bitcoin? My response, let's wait and see. Now, the Crypto Plumber, one of the viewers of our show, responded, all your models are destroyed. That's right. And before I break down our next breaking story of the day, El Salvador's president, Nayib Bukele, wants to build volcano-powered crypto miners and, in fact, has already started the process, as well as this Bitcoin bull market is different from previous cycles, says analyst Benjamin Cohen, and explains why. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market cap, which is sitting back above $1.6 trillion, with about $124 billion in volume in the past 24 hours, and Bitcoin dominance back on the climb at 43.6%, with the Ethereum dominance at 18.3%, and the current Bitcoin market cap back above $715 billion, with the Ethereum market cap just above $300 billion. Now checking out the top gainers within the top 100, we have Kusama up about 22%, trading at $522, Polkadot up about 11%, trading just under $24, Bitcoin BEP2 up 12%, trading above $38,000, QTUM up 12%, trading at $10.24, and Bitcoin, let's go BTC, up 9%, trading just under $38,000. Now checking out the top losers within the top 100, we have Theta Fuel down 11%, but still up 45% for the week, trading at 57 cents, Algorand down 8%, trading at $1.02, Helium down about 3%, trading just under $14, and ICP down 6%, trading at $76.55. Now out of this list of the biggest gainers and losers, which altcoins in particular are you currently most bullish on? Let me know in the comments right down below. Now checking out one of my favorite indicators is the Crypto Greed and Fear Index, which shows we're currently rated a 21 in extreme fear. Yesterday was a 14, last week a 24, and last month a 61 in greed. And if you're not familiar with the Crypto Greed and Fear Index, extreme fear can be a sign investors are too worried. That can be a great buying opportunity, aka BTFD, buy that freaking dip, just like MicroStrategy. And when investors are getting too greedy, that means the market is due for a correction. All right, now let's break down our next breaking story of the day. Nayib Bukele's plans for crypto in El Salvador are still in motion, with the president now calling for a geothermal power company to make certain facilities available to Bitcoin miners. In a Wednesday tweet from Bukele, the president said he would be instructing Miner Gill, the president of the state-owned electrical company La Geo, to facilitate Bitcoin mining with very cheap, 100% clean, 100% renewable, zero emissions energy from the country's volcanoes. The firm operates the only two geothermal power plants in El Salvador, based in the regions of Ayuapan and Berlin, with announced plans to construct new facilities in San Vicente, as well as Chinameca. And as he shares right here in this tweet, you can actually see the facility right here, which looks like it's going to evolve fast, according to him. And he updated us right here. Our engineers just informed me they dug a new well that will provide approximately 95 MW of 100% clean, zero emissions, geothermal energy from all volcanoes. Take that, Elon Fudd puppet Musk, starting to design a full Bitcoin mining hub around it. What you see coming out of the well is pure water vapor. Pretty cool. It's just awesome to see the speed of implementation taking place here in El Salvador. So much respect to Nayib Bukele. And more than half the country's energy comes from renewable energy. With a geothermal power installed capacity, El Salvador is home to 23 active volcanoes, whoa, of more than 200 megawatts. However, reports suggest that El Salvador's geothermal power potential is closer to 644 megawatts, meaning La Geo is currently tapping roughly 31% of the power generation available. And according to data from Cambridge Bitcoin Electricity Consumption Index, Bitcoin uses more than 116.7 terawatt hours of electricity per year. Now, the mining solution comes in the middle of a long list of pro-crypto actions Bukele has taken over the last several days. Definitely got my attention. That's why I'm talking about him so much here on the show. And at the Bitcoin 2021 conference in Miami last weekend, the El Salvador president told attendees via recorded message he'd be introducing a bill to make Bitcoin legal tender in the country. And lo and behold, as of yesterday, it's official. The Bitcoin law has been approved by a supermajority in the Salvadoran Congress, 62 out of 84 votes. History, BTC. And this is coming directly from Nayib Bukele, the president of El Salvador himself, and Plan B, the creator of the Bitcoin Stock the Flow model, points out, congratulations, Nayib and El Salvador. El Salvador is leading the world towards freedom. More countries will follow. The new renaissance has started. That's right. And as Alice Gladstein points out, this is not priced in. Volcano mining for Bitcoin in the future for Guatemala, Costa Rica, Honduras, Colombia, Chile, Guadalupe, Nicaragua, Peru, Ecuador, Hawaii, Italy, Alaska, Iceland, DRC, Indonesia, Philippines, New Guinea, and Japan. Now, before I break down our final story of the day, this Bitcoin bull market is different from previous cycles, says analyst Benjamin Cohen, and explains why. But first, I want to remind you to smash that show more button right below this video in the description for a detailed analysis of what's going on in the crypto market. This goes for all 800 plus videos right here on my YouTube channel. Also have some very helpful resources for you to plug into, including my daily letter, which goes out to over 30,000 subscribers every single day. To subscribe, visit letter.cryptonewsalerts.net. Also have a blog I update daily, which could be found at cryptonewsyes.com. Also be sure to smash that subscribe button and turn on all notifications to receive daily premium crypto news alerts every single day, just like this. You can also find me on all the major podcasts and platforms, from Spotify, the home of the Joe Rogan Experience, to Apple's iTunes and Google Play. You can also find me on Twitter. My Twitter handle is Crypto News Yes. And for those of you on Facebook, I do have a private crypto Facebook group entitled Crypto Alchemy. To join it, click this link, request to join. I'll be sure to plug you in. And for those of you on Telegram, I do have a private crypto Telegram chat, which is uncensored. To join it, click this link. You automatically be added, and I'm looking forward to connecting with you personally on the inside. And for those of you on TikTok, be sure to follow me there. All right, now let's break down our final story of the day. Crypto analyst Benjamin Cohen says Bitcoin's current market cycle is proving to be one of a kind. In a new strategy session, he explains to his 456,000 YouTube subs that Bitcoin's higher market cap makes it harder to move the price dramatically, quoting him right here. Each cycle, it's going to get harder and harder to push it up the curve. And the reason, again, is because the market cap is growing and it takes exponentially more volume to grow the price. Cohen utilizes a model that predicts a lengthening cycle as Bitcoin's return on investment gradually diminishes, quoting him again here. I've always speculated that we needed institutions to go to 100,000 Bitcoin in the first place. This is the volume that's needed to get us there. Again, this is a cycle of institutions, and I've always been skeptical that every institution known to man is going to FOMO, fear of missing out, into Bitcoin in 2021, and we're all going to sell in 2022 and come back in a couple of years. I don't think that's how it's going to work. I think a lot of institutions will continue to pour in, and this cycle is going to be somewhat different from any other cycle we've seen. I agree 100%. It's a different landscape, a different macro environment at the end of the day. He continues, we made a lot of comparisons to the 2013 cycle. I do think it's similar to the 2013 cycle, but elongated significantly. I think the main thing is that the time between various moves have changed in the current cycle compared to the one back in 2013. In fact, we have come back down to the ROIs lower than the last market cycle. Cohen believes it's possible Bitcoin could have several months where it doesn't hit new all-time highs and also potentially dips below 30,000 range. He does, however, predict that Bitcoin has another leg left in the current bull market cycle. Quoting him again here, I think we're going to have a similar type of outlook as we did in 2019, where we're either going to go down or sideways for a little while. We're going to have this consolidation phase, and then we're going to continue the next leg of our journey, and this will just be another stepping stone for us to get there. That's ultimately what I see playing out. Let me know if you agree or disagree with this analyst, Benjamin Cohen, and I'll include this video, Bitcoin Lengthening Cycles, Diminishing Returns, in the show notes below the video in the description for you to check it out. Now for a quick recap, what I covered with you here in today's show, Bitcoin touched 38,000 this morning amid warning that Thursday we'll see the next Bitcoin price correction. Also in today's show, we discussed MicroStrategy getting $1.6 billion in orders and junk bond offering to purchase more BTC, which is four times more the demand which they were offered. Also in today's show, I shared breaking news of El Salvador's president wanting to build volcano-powered crypto miners, and they already started to implement this. As you can see here, this is going to evolve fast. What you see coming out of the well is pure water vapor. Also in today's show, we discussed this Bitcoin bull market different from previous cycles, according to crypto analyst Benjamin Cohen, and he explains why. So where do you feel the Bitcoin price is likely to go next? Let me know in the comments right down below. Well, that's going to conclude today's show. And real quick, before I go, today's episode is brought to you by our sponsor, BlockFi, where you can put your crypto to work and earn up to 8.6% APY with a BlockFi interest account. There's a special promo going on right now where you can get up to $250 as a crypto bonus for free with the deposit of $25 or more in crypto. To take advantage of this, visit my direct referral link, which is blockfi.com/crypto news alerts. Also like to point out that not only are there no hidden fees, they're also backed by the largest names in the industry, including Winklevoss Capital, Coinbase, Morgan Creek, as well as Fidelity. So to go ahead and take advantage of this $250 crypto bonus with a deposit of $25 or more, go ahead and visit blockfi.com/crypto news alerts. Once again, that's blockfi.com/crypto news alerts. And let's start stacking those sats, shall we?